That's really interesting.
Yeah, and what about yourself?
I'm a producer. I'm just in a studio having a session at the moment. So, yeah, I'm just composing at the moment.
Okay, what type of music?
Depends on the mood, I suppose. Pretty versatile. Anything from electro, EDM to R&B and hip hop.
Okay, cool. And yeah, tell me a little bit about what you're currently producing. What projects are you currently working on?
As you can hear, I've got a track playing at the moment in the background. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working on at the moment.
Nice. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to compose the music notes and the arrangements and stuff. So it's pretty repetitive at the moment. So yeah, it'll be a great track once it's done. Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Okay, I just found you on Instagram, and see you
On
got a nice
Instagram.
NPC.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's cool.
Excellent. Thank you.
And
That's
you're also
awesome.
on Spotify. And what's the story with Shoreditch Radio?
Shoreditch Radio. I was one of the producers on Shoreditch Radio, but I haven't got enough time at the moment because I've got a lot of projects going. So, yeah, I was just presenting for them and doing some part-time DJ work because I also DJ part-time.
Okay. And where are you based in UK?
I'm based in Hackney.
Okay. Yeah. I
Yeah.
know I've never been there, but I know the place.
Yeah.
I think
Have you got any links to your music at all?
I do, but again, like right now, well, if you go online and you type my name spelled Julio, like the month.
Let me just grab a pen and write that down. Bear with me one second. Is it possible you could send me an email or
Yeah, actually, I'll add you. I'll follow you on Instagram.
on Instagram? Thank you so much. I'll follow you back. But yeah, it'd be
Let's
great for
see.
you to email me, maybe. I'll give you my email address.
Sure, go ahead.
Hold on. I'll type in yours. Hold on. I'll just quickly send you an email saying hello just now so we're connected. Let's have a look. Gmail. Okay, I'm composing a quick note. What's your email?
So it's Julyo, like Julyo,
Yeah.
78.
Julyo.
Yeah, 78
78. Yeah.
at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, got you. Okay, I'm just sending you a quick email just now. How are you
Cool.
finding my podcast? Did you actually have a listen to it?
It's yeah, well, I mean, I've been just randomly talking with a lot of people from around the world, and I just
Nice.
keep yeah I just well I started like what 7 days ago
Yeah.
randomly,
Yeah.
and I thought it was just a podcast app, and then it's kind of like a WhatsApp actually,
Yeah.
which is funny.
Yeah.
It's like a Russian roulette, you just spin and then somebody will answer. And you talk with interesting people too. I talk with people from pretty much all over the world, actually.
I see, fantastic. So, you say you're a publisher. Are
I am, yeah.
you able to publish some of my tracks?
Well, you can send me the music. I work at like the publishing company that I own. I'm one of the directors. It's been opened in 1999 in New York a long time ago, and
Fantastic.
at the moment, we only manage catalogs from either major labels or big catalogs.
Wow.
We get we get masters from the likes of like Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and then we publish music from a very diverse range of artists,
Wow.
from African hip hop. Like we used to work with the Wizkid, the rapper,
Wow,
and
that's
then
pretty
yeah,
big.
oh yeah, it was cool. It was cool, and also our hip hop from China too,
Wow.
which is emerging, is right rising, rising,
Wow.
and yeah, there's a lot of stuff which is going on. And if you go on my Instagram
Yeah.
or you go online, and you type GD78 music,
Yeah.
it just there's thousands of results like on straight on the first page. Just GD is the initials of my name and number 78 music.
Okay. GD78
Music.
music.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got that. Got you. Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, and that's that you find out all everything else there, you know. So
Fantastic. I'm looking at your page just now. It's just so impressive. I love
thank
it.
you. Yeah. It's been a long time. It's been a long ride, you know. Been
Wow.
doing music since what was it, like 96.
Wow.
Yeah, I seen, you know, the whole phase from, you know, like Napster and iTunes, you know, the collapse and the CD sales. And at the time, I was actually a session player, so it was, you know, performing all over the world, performing in three
Wow.
continents, actually, not all over the world. I'm still missing Africa, India, and China, but
All right.
been pretty much everywhere else. But yeah, and in 2008, I just started to focus 100% on the business side
Wow.
of the music world.
Maybe you can teach me something.
Sure. Well, I mean, like, you know, like I was thinking about using this podcast to share insights. You know, I mean,
Definitely. I'll do the same. Can I share this podcast on my channel?
totally, of course. I mean, that's the whole meaning of the Anchor. You know, it's, I think, you know, one of the most challenging things today in the music world is actually not making money, but
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
the issue is that it's not about, you know, you can't make money if you're not educated, you know, if you don't know how things work. Because
That's true.
I've found out, you know, over the last 2 decades basically, that a lot of people that work in the music industry, you know, from any level, like from, you know, the local artist to the international performing actor, they actually don't really know how the music industry works. And if you get, you know, the more technical people, like the music lawyers or the accountants, or, you know, the people that have like an MBA or a degree, they know, you know, they know the technicality of business in general, but not of music business. Because music business, it's tricky. I mean, there is a lot of stuff involved, you know, and like, you know, from copyright, intellectual property, all this kind of stuff. But in, you
As
know,
I've been learning as a solo artist myself, I've learned a lot.
yeah, no, totally. I mean, I've been through that myself, you know, like in the early 2000s, you know, like in the 90s, everybody was fighting to be independent, you know, and have the freedom, you know, of doing whatever they want. Like when I started, when I started playing, and I was 16 years old, I started playing tribute bands and cover bands. You know, the bands, they were all the bands, they wanted just to get a record deal. It was kind of like getting a job, basically. And then when the music world collapsed, you know, record labels, they started to struggle, you know, to actually keep the lights on.
Especially with the digital world now.
Oh yeah, totally. But also, you know, and artists, they were like, oh, you know, finally we have, you know, we're free. We can do whatever we want. But when you're an artist, you realize that, you know, it's not your profession to be a manager or to be a booking agent, and that takes away a lot of time, you know. And then that was the early 2000s, where when you had you know, bands or solo artists or producers like staying 6 hours, 8 hours a day on social media, you know, even investing money. But you know, in the end, it's pretty pointless. Because I mean, right now, I think like in 2017, 2018, it's kind of like, you know, the kind of like a renaissance of the real music world, where you actually see that it doesn't matter how much technology you have, you know, to promote yourself, or how much money you even invest. It really comes back to, you know, your live performance. Do you have a community around you? Who's working with you? You know, it's the relationships, it's the community thing, which is what it used to be in the past, but now it's becoming more and more relevant. Because people, you know, like artists are starting to realize that all these tools are cool, they're great, but they're nothing without the human component.
I mean, this is all very interesting. You pretty know your stuff, which is really impressive. I'm so happy you called me today.
Oh yeah,
I'm happy and
that's
surprised.
the beauty of this app, I think. You know,
I think
it's
so,
like
yes.
it's like creator. You know new people. You know, like I wouldn't know you or anybody else if I didn't just click and say, okay, let's keep the channel open.
I mean, what interested you in you clicking my channel specifically today?
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. What is the music scene over there? Like specifically in your area?
My music thing is specifically house electro music, sometimes techno, but sometimes I do a little bit of R&B.
Okay. But what type of music is in your area? Like what type of are there any venues?
Everything. It's a very art friendly area. It's London, like it's Hackney. It's the heart of art. So it's a lot of talent around and a lot of music events. Very every type of music you can think of, from acoustic music, jazz, reggae, hip hop, R&B, rock, everything.
That's cool.
Everything.
That's cool. That's great. Yeah.
I am lucky to be living in such an art rich environment. It makes me feel like a true artist because I'm always surrounded by art.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, inspiration isn't, probably the main component, when you want to get inspired, if you're living in an inspiring, environment, it's harder because then you will like, feeling that you have to provide 100%, for there are people where they come usually from like nowhere, and the amount, of energy and effort and it's a struggle. It's a lot more of a struggle.
I
And
know. I mean, I've definitely lived that struggle of an artist, but I'm a fighter and I get what I want in life, so nothing ever stops me. Yeah, I always pursue my goals and I've got a hard work ethic.
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, one thing like I said, like we don't work with like, and we're only basically managing big catalogs, but I'm looking, I'm interested in beats, or producers, like just the music, and that's something that I'm looking for, because there's a high demand of great producers because they do make the difference in the end. So anything, it shoot me an email, send me an email, and I'll check your stuff on Instagram, online. I guess I know you have a SoundCloud, or I know you're on Spotify because you're on
Yeah,
Spotify.
I'm on Spotify. I just released a couple of tracks. Do check them out.
Cool.
On Spotify, one named iPhone, which released a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And I usually release my stuff on Spotify. I've just been included in a Spotify playlist last week. So look out for that as well.
That's very good. Yeah, very
Yeah,
good.
thank you so much. Looking forward to that. Yeah, definitely. I keep working hard and yeah, I'm looking forward to sending you some of my tracks and I hope you enjoy them.
Sure. And let's keep in touch. I mean, I'll favorite your podcast, you favorite mine, so we can, see what we're up to.
Definitely. Of course. It was so lovely to meet you and I'll definitely be in touch. Definitely one of my favorite stations. Yeah, much love to you. Much
Cool.
love.
Yeah, I'll try to do my best to share, experience and knowledge. I believe in that. I believe that sharing information helps everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. That is very kind. Yeah, I look forward to speaking to you again shortly. Yeah, definitely send you some music. So look out for that. If it's not today, do definitely tomorrow. I'll send you a couple of stuff. And yeah, if you do get back to me with your feedback, I'll really, really appreciate
Okay,
that.
cool. It was awesome to chat with you, Millie.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Thank you so
Take care.
much.
Bye.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.